Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you. I am in the dark. We are completely in the dark here, and we cannot see. So we're going to try and do the very best we can. We do have a guest, a very important guest, a very important topic that we are going to talk about. I've titled the show, Bureaucrats Can't Make Laws. And we're going to talk about that and some of the things that they've tried to do and continue to try to do to the American people, in particular in rural America. They are always attacking. But as we have in the last couple of weeks, we're going to start today's show again once with a petition to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, we come to you today, seeking your wisdom and your protection. We ask that you be with our president and vice president. Watch over them and their families. Guide them with your wisdom. Protect them from evil and keep them from evil. Grant them discernment in all matters. Oh God, we were once looked at as a nation of people under God. But today I fear we are a nation going under because we have forgotten our God. We have forgotten you. Our governing has been corrupted by the want for power and control over we the people. We live in a broken world. Please guard us against being a part of that brokenness and lead us to be protectors and speakers of truth. We have turned from you and do not deserve your blessings, yet you lovingly, as our Father, continue to forgive us and walk with us. I thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace in my life and in the lives of those listening. Your children are drawn to you when we are in need. When we fall, you pick us up, drawing us back to you. Thank you, Father. For such a time as this, I dedicate CSC Talk Radio to you. And as that, you will, and ask that you will guide our words today, help us to speak truth and to call others to the truth and to the actions, to action. I ask that you bless the new Civil Liberties Alliance as they seek to defend others and bring justice to people who have been put in positions of injustice and control. Thank you for their representative with me today, and I ask that you continue to bless the life of Harriet Hageman for such a time as this. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Today we do have Harriet Hageman on, and she is an attorney for the New Liberties Alliance, and we're going to have them on a little more often. Today we're going to talk about some of the things that the bureaucrats are trying to do. In particular, they are the ones, and you have heard Bill Bullard many times, they are the ones who are representing RCAF USA with their lawsuit. And so we're going to bring Harriet on, and we're going to ask her to kind of help us guide us through this. And thank you, Harriet, for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's something I felt led to do a couple of weeks ago. We've been trying to open every day with prayer, and I just feel our nation needs it. We are under a cloud of lies and deception and corruption, and I think the people have been blinded, and now we're trying to be what the liberals call woke. We're trying to be woke to what they have done and what they are doing. And you and I both know that the way things are being run today is not the way our founding fathers intended. We were never to be run and dictated over by D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. We are supposed to be governed locally. And we're supposed to be an independent people, but with the bureaucracy, it's getting bad. And I just kind of want you, I know that you've spent a lifetime, and I apologize that I'm in the dark and I haven't been able to do a good job of introducing you, but if you could tell just a little bit about who you are and what's going on, I would appreciate that very much.
Well, Beth, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to be here today. And yes, I agree that there is definitely a cloud over our country, but there is a reason for optimism. And I will talk about some of those reasons today as to why I see that we are finally pushing back and the people are waking up and recognizing what has been happening. I actually grew up on a ranch outside of Fort Laramie, Wyoming. I'm a Wyoming girl. I currently work with the new Civil Liberties Alliance in Washington, D.C., but my office remains in Wyoming. I kind of commute between the two places, which makes for a very interesting life. In one life, I'm very much urban in the middle of the city and the swamp and everything else, and in the other one, I'm among family and friends in the beautiful open spaces of Wyoming. So I consider myself incredibly blessed to have those opportunities and to be able to go back and forth. I am a water and natural resource attorney by trade. I've been practicing law for 30 years, graduated from the University of Wyoming, and until just in the last 5 months, I had my own law firm there in Cheyenne. But I have been quite fortunate in my career, and I made the decision that I wanted to do something that is solely dedicated to public policy. So contacted NCLA and had an opportunity to come back earlier this year and interview, and I've taken a position with this firm. And what we focus on is attempting to address the civil liberties aspect of what is going on with these regulatory agencies. As you say, we have a foundation. Our country is built upon a constitutional framework, and that constitutional framework is based upon liberty and freedom and limited government and local control and individual responsibility and individual liberty. And what has happened, especially over the last about 80 years is where I see it, actually probably since about 1914 or 15, but then specifically with the New Deal starting in the late 1930s, we've seen an absolute explosion of regulatory agencies and the federal government subsuming more and more and more and more power and control and taking power away from the states. And it's not been healthy, and it's why we are where we are. I will point back to that era and the effort to federalize everything as the reason why we're in the situation that we are with such incredible anger and animosity, these destructive forces of socialism raising its ugly head again. That is all pointing back to this idea that we can be micromanaged by bureaucrats out of Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I am deeply concerned about the people of this nation that are buying into the socialist lies. There is no free lunch. Somebody has to pay for it. And it just goes on and on and on. Now, the topic with the lawsuit that you're helping with RCAF USA, you know, that's a topic that's been around a long time. And we mentioned yesterday in another show that, you know, the same attacks, the same regulations and controls never seem to go away. They bring them back with a different name. Now, when we were fighting this several years ago, it was called NAIS, you know, National Animal Identification System. Now here it is, and it's called the RFID. And it just goes on and on and on. And I was going to have you maybe, you know, kind of get us into that. We're just about 45 minutes from our first break, but if you could kind of just explain that just a tiny bit, and then we'll really get in-depth in it in the next segment.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I will tell you what has happened here is that, I refer to all of this as incrementalism. And you have an agency or a department that comes out with an idea and everybody says, no, we don't like that, we're not going to do that. And they say, all right, we won't do that, but how about if we do this? And then 4 years later, they come back and with another big idea, and everybody says, no. And they say, well, okay, but how about if we do this? And pretty soon, incrementally, we have these agencies that have really taken control, and that's what they've tried to do here. They started out with this idea of, well, let's just have animal identification. And now they're going to the point where they want radio frequency identification and very burdensome requirements on our livestock industry. And we can talk about the specifics of it. But this is just a form of incrementalism with the federal government attempting to control what our ranchers do.
Absolutely. We're headed into a break. I'm not going to open the phone lines just now. We're going to wait and get into the deep of this, unfortunately, with New Civil Liberties Alliance and Harriet Hagman and Beth Ann. We're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Harriet Hagman, and she's an attorney with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And they are the ones that are representing and helping with the RCAF suit against the USDA over this RFID, we're just going to call it the animal identification system, and they want them to use the radio. So they want them to use the high-tech stuff. You know, no longer are the ear tags or the branding or tattoos good enough. We have to go one step higher. And the reasons for this are control. That's all it is. Because right now we have probably the best and safest meat in the world here, right here in the United States. So there's really no reason for safety to do this. Things are going good. You know, they used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But they're constantly trying to fix it, aren't they, Harriet?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But they don't fix it. I say about government that they're always trying to fix their last solution.
And that's true.
This is one of those circumstances. I mean, how many times? All you have to do is look at Obamacare. It was going to be the greatest thing in the entire history of the world. And all we've done for the last 10 years is try to figure out how to fix it. And this is an example of that. This is a circumstance where everybody thinks more technology is better, but that's not the circumstance. This isn't the way that our livestock is produced in this country, which is part of the reason why it's as healthy and as safe as it is. We have enormous ranches out west, and the idea that you're going to be able to run all of those cattle through a chute to be able to RFID them is just absolutely a ludicrous proposition. Yet what have we had that has been effective in terms of identifying tracing livestock for over 120 years? It may be fairly low-tech, if you will, and these mechanisms or these techniques may be fairly low-tech, but they're effective. And as you say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Branding, tattoos, veterinary, the paperwork, the ear tags, all of those things. And what's interesting about this particular mandate coming out of the USDA, there are many interesting things, but one of them is there's no benefit to the cattle producer. There may be to other people way on down the line, but there's no benefit to the people who have to suffer the cost and the consequences of this. So if you're a cattle producer, it doesn't do you really any good. You right now have the ability with an ear tag or other mechanisms to identify your two-year-olds, your three-year-olds, to know how many calves they've had, what they weighed at when they were weaned, and those sorts of things. We have that data. We have the technology and the ability to do that. Most good ranchers know all their livestock.
Ranchers, they keep books. They keep books. I don't think people really understand how much work it is. They keep books. They want to know who the best producer is in that herd.
Yes.
And who's not, you know, who's
That's
the
exactly
healthiest
right.
and who's not. They want to know, and they keep track of it for to increase the betterment of their herd.
Absolutely, and they're constantly improving their herds. That's what our producers do. Cattle producers are no different than any other industry, and they're constantly striving to improve in terms of the amount of weight gain, in terms of their genetics, in terms of the manageability of their herds, as well as in the health of their herds. They have more invested in the health and well-being of their cattle than anybody else on the planet because that's their livelihood. So what happened was many years ago, starting in about 2011, USDA and APHIS came up with the idea that they wanted to have a regulation that would identify official traceability mechanisms. So have what can we identify as an agency? Again, I don't know why they think that they constantly have to mess with this, but they do. But anyway, what can we do to identify livestock? And so in 2013, they issued a rule, and in that rule, they said that it can be brands, tattoos, back tags, ear tags, and basically your historical type of techniques. And that rule was adopted pursuant to notice and comment rulemaking. It was done pursuant and in compliance with the Administrative Procedure Act, and everybody has been complying with that. Then all of a sudden, in April of this year, the USDA issued a two-page, quote-unquote, fact sheet that completely repealed that 2013 rule. Now, the only official identification that will be recognized by the USDA is RFID. Now, significantly, in the 2013 regulation, they specifically prohibited states from mandating RFID because they recognized it would be cost prohibitive. They recognized that your little guy with 40 head or 25 head or 17 head, it would just be absolutely cost prohibitive to comply with the RFID. So that's why they agreed to use all these other techniques. And so they said states and tribes, because there are going to be cattle coming in from other locations, you cannot mandate RFID. And now the USDA is attempting to do it through what's called a guidance document or a fact sheet.
I thought that was interesting when I read that this morning, a guide sheet.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they're sending out flyers, and now it's a law. That doesn't work that way, right?
It doesn't work that way, and that's why we sued, because it doesn't work that way. And we just simply cannot tolerate this incrementalism that I was talking about a few minutes ago. We as a society have got to stand up, we've got to step and say this is just simply not the way that our laws are made in this country. We have a constitution. We have one of the longest living constitutions in the history of the world. And as a result, we've had the stability and certainty and ultimately the prosperity that we do. But that prosperity is based upon stability, and stability is based upon the rule of law.
And also, you know, our prosperity is based on property.
Yes, it is.
And they are attacking, I believe, and maybe you have a different opinion, I believe a lot of the attacks and constant regulations and controls over all the people, but in particular in rural America, in the farmers, the ranchers, the producers, is because of that land.
I think that so, because another very troubling aspect of the fact sheet, the so-called guidance document or fact sheet, requires all of our ranchers to get what's called a premises identification number and register all of their property with the federal government. So while people know where the property is, we know where our ranch is near Fort Laramie, and there are federal agents that know where our land is near Fort Laramie, and state employees and things. What this does is it allows basically anybody in the future, if they were so inclined, to say, unless you do X, Y, and Z, Harriet Hageman, we're not going to allow you to sell your cattle because we can trace all of your cattle right back to your pen. So it just gives an enormous amount of power to the federal government. And, again, we have to keep coming back to why. Why would we do that? What is the ultimate purpose of it? And what does it have to do with livestock production and our meat supply? What in the world does that have to do with anything other than, yet again, another mechanism by which the federal government is getting its tentacles further and further and further out into rural America?
Now, let me ask a question, and again, we're headed into a break here in about a minute, a little over. I spoke with Mindy Patterson yesterday. I don't know if you're familiar with her, with the Cavalry Group, and she's there helping with the livestock animal industry, period, whether it's farming, ranching, the circus, the wildlife, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've come up against, and, of course, AFIS is in on some of those things, too. But what they've come up against when they do go to court is some of these left-wing federal judges that refuse to listen or even acknowledge a USDA approval when they've had their inspections. They throw them out. So how do you see it all playing out when we finally get to that point? Are we going to have a... Do we have a chance when we get in front of some of these judges?
In this case, I believe that we do. And, yes, what she's talking about is what these agencies do and why they do guidance or fact sheets rather than official rulemaking is it allows them to basically operate under the radar. And their argument to the courts are typically that the courts do not have jurisdiction because there's no final agency action. So this is a mechanism by which these agencies have been able to basically write law without any oversight whatsoever. And we're going to have to get into this in more detail in the next segment, in part because the president issued two executive orders yesterday that are some of the most significant executive orders ever issued in terms of reining in these types of abuses. So she's correct, and I can talk about how that works, but also why the executive orders yesterday are so important and why our lawsuit is a little bit different than some of these past ones.
I have the announcement of those, but I didn't have what they actually were, so I do want to talk about that. I'll tell you what, we're not going to open the phone lines up today. We're just going to let Harriet give us an education and talk to us. And people, we have to understand, we can't be a people that can't handle the truth. The truth will set us free, but we have to know what's actually being done. And I would say that these fact sheets and the things that they're doing are really bully tactics against Americans. We're headed into a break. I thank you for listening today. Stay with us as we continue to fight for our liberties. The New Civil Liberties Alliance and Harriet Hageman and Beth Ann will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm excited about today's show with the New Civil Liberties Alliance and Harriet Hageman. While we're talking about the lawsuit with RCAF against USDA and against these bureaucratic laws, that they don't make laws, but that is the way they're trying to control the people. And the more they build up the bureaucracy, the less liberty we seem to have as a people. And I'm so thankful for people like Harriet and others there with the New Civil Liberties Alliance that they will stand up and help people. You know, people are just, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm not trying to insult anybody, we're blind and stupid. If I wasn't right here, and when I say stupid, I mean uninformed. If I wasn't right here, and I didn't have somebody like Bill Bullard and Mindy Patterson and you now and some others that are constantly keeping me at least a little bit in touch of what's happening, I wouldn't have a clue. When I went to work for my my boss that has now passed away. When I went to work for him, I didn't have a clue about what was going on, and that was Derry Brownfield with the Brownfield Network. He was founder of the Brownfield Network, but I worked for him with his talk show after he retired from the network. And he went after a lot of this. That's why I remember the NAIS, and that's why I remember that, oh, the word premises. It just steamed him when he saw that. I mean, he was steamed. But the general public doesn't see any of this. And we're basically, you know, where you're from, Wyoming, is so different from Missouri. What ranchers do there and ranchers do here, their lifestyle, how they care for their animals is totally different because the land is different. And
that's very significant. That's an incredibly important point to make.
So I'm going to let you kind of take over now. And I want to talk about this because it is just the people have got to know. And so we've got to keep it in their ears. It's so important. And as far as I know, CSC Talk Radio is the only one attempting to do this on a daily basis. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Harriet, because I think it's so important. And you, being a rancher, you know, you've experienced it. So you understand, which makes it even more fantastic.
Well, and the point that you've made is that cattle are very adaptable animals, and they can live in a wide variety of climates. And they can survive and thrive in a wide variety of situations. And that's why we have such a huge differences in how and where livestock are raised in the United States, and successfully so. You don't ranch the same in Missouri or Virginia that you do in Wyoming, and that's okay. One of the things that was so brilliant about our founding fathers, even long before the Louisiana Purchase and the move westward, was the recognition that local control was critically important and the importance of the states. And in fact, that was the only way they were going to get the Constitution approved and the Bill of Rights and all of those things, was to recognize that it was not going to be a big, heavy-handed federal government in charge of everything. The people who came to America didn't want that. They'd lived under it. They knew it. They understood it. They didn't want it. They recognized the problems with centralized control. And they are the problems that have existed since time immemorial. But these were learned men. These were people who understood human nature. And so they developed a form of government that was different than that. And they diffused the power. They didn't let power concentrate in any one area. And as a result, Wyoming did develop differently than Missouri did, and Virginia developed differently than Washington did. And that is one of the things that's so dynamic about our country and why we have the prosperity that we do, why we have the freedoms and the liberties that we do, why we have the educated society that we do, and why so many of the poor in our country are richer than the rich in so many other countries. Our form of government has actually worked, but what again has happened over the last 70 years is human nature rising to the fore, with human nature trying to find a way to control and dictate and fix our last solution. You've got a whole slew of candidates up there that stand on the stage about every third night and scream at the top of their lungs about how they want to control my life, and I sit there and look at them and think, I just don't think you're going to be very good at this. I'm pretty good at managing my life. I'm pretty good at taking care of myself. I'm pretty good at taking care of and living with my husband and my family and all of those things. I can't imagine that any of those people are going to be better at it than I've been, yet that's what they believe.
Maybe we should get AOC out there someday when you're working the cattle.
Well, that's
let her see how well she can manage that.
That's a frightening prospect. But see, this is again what as my dad always said, and this was before we became energy independent, but he always said, if you don't like being energy dependent, you're really going to dislike being food dependent. And one of the things that we know throughout history is the way that despots and dictators have controlled the masses is through the food supply. And that's why this kind of incrementalism is so dangerous and simply has to be stopped. As I said at the beginning of this program, we have a rule that identifies the different types of traceability, identification techniques that can be used, and they work. The federal government simply does not have the authority to issue a fact sheet and erase all of that. And so when you ask, what happens when we actually go to court? Will a judge even listen to us? Well, a lot of times they don't. And the reason they don't is because these agencies have become very adept at saying, hey, judge, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. This isn't a final agency rule. This isn't a legislative rule. We're not telling everybody what to do. We're just kind of recommending it. We're just recommending it. And so long as we're recommending it, then there's really nothing for you to do, judge. You kind of got to look the other way. And the way that I've described this is that our complaint is very comprehensive. It's almost 50 pages long, and I would encourage your listeners to go and view it. But what, and it's on our website for NCLA as well, but what we've done is we've asked the judge to really get under the hood and start looking at the wiring and looking at the hoses and looking at the all of those kinds of things. And we're asking the judge to say, don't take their word for it, because this is a bait and switch. You need to understand what they've done here, because they're going to start penalizing people for not following their RFID, and they're going to start denying our livestock producers access to the interstate market. And if that's not a final legislative rule, then I don't know what the heck is.
You know, I had a buddy that was into land rights and the things that were going against the producers and the ranchers and all that. And he said, you have to ask them when they come on your property to show you their authority, not their badge, to show you the in the Constitution where they have the authority to ask you or tell you to do this or that. And, you know, the problem is most of us don't know our Constitution as we should. And but they don't have the authority, and they're trying to come in the back door and bully the ranchers and the farmers and producers and other people. There's other things, too, that are going on in this land, unfortunately, that we have to fight. And it's constantly it's a bully tactic is what I look at it as.
Well, and I issued an editorial. There's a couple of publications that have published my editorial today about the executive orders that the judge issued. And, in fact, that's exactly right. That this lawsuit that NCLA has filed on behalf of RCAF and Donna and Tracy Hunt out of Wyoming and Kenny and Roxy Fox out of South Dakota, this case is important well beyond cattle producers, because, you know, whichever particular industry is damaged by guidance is irrelevant, because the tactics are designed to circumvent the Administrative Procedures Act. That's the point of it. And so while the livestock producers are the victims today, every other industry will be a victim tomorrow.
The consumer is always the victim. In the bottom line, it's always the consumer that will suffer, will pay more. We already have the issue of COOL being repealed, so we don't have a right to know where our food comes from. And if they do this, what's going to happen to our American ranchers, our American beef? We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are fighting for all that we know how and all the ways that we know how. And we are so thankful to the New Civil Liberties Alliance at RCAF USA for standing up for your rights. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. Harriet, I have a quote from our founding father, George Washington, that I think is so important for today, because I think it's time that the American people lost their patience with the bureaucrats and the dictators in D.C. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. RFID is unnecessary. And I was going to ask, I know we were going to go somewhere else, but real quick, I was going to ask, what is their explanation, their reasoning for it? Because we know there is no reason for it. What is their excuse?
Well, they don't really have one, because they only issued it in a two-page fact sheet. And a two-page fact sheet doesn't give you a lot of words to describe the basis for what you're doing. So that's why you go back to the 2013 regulation. That's a very comprehensive document, probably about 40 pages of very tiny font, that lays out the rationale, the reason, the comments that were received, the position of the industries, what they were doing and why. That's the purpose of a rulemaking, so that all of that information can be put out there and we can have a discussion about it. When you issue a two-page fact sheet, it really opens up a lot more questions than it ever answers. So the why and the timing are just not, they're not there. And I think that what it comes down to is that Here's what I say. I've been dealing with regulations and the regulatory burden for years. I actually travel the country, and I give a speech called Regulation Without Representation and lay out all the statistics associated with what's happened in the last 70 years with the expansion of the administrative state. And regulators regulate. And then when they, and then they regulate more, and then they regulate more, and then after that they regulate more because their job is to regulate. And if they're not regulating, they're not doing their job. So just to use California as an example, so much of our money is just simply paid for employee salaries and benefits. It's estimated that in California alone, I realize it's a state, but in California alone, over 75% of the revenue in that state goes to salaries and benefits, not services. Well, the federal government's got that probably beat, I don't even know, you know, even higher than that. My point being that while we get some services from our federal government, a lot of our tax money just goes to employees and to pay employees and benefits. And if you're being paid, you got to do something.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I wish we'd pay him to go home. And you see, just go home. Go do business somewhere else.
This is why what the president did yesterday in issuing two executive orders is so critically important and probably one of the most important aspects of his regulatory reform agenda since he took office. One of them is entitled Executive Order on Promoting the Rule of Law Through Improved Agency Guidance Documents. And the other one is called Promoting the Rule of Law Through Transparency and Fairness in Civil Administrative Enforcement and Adjudication. Now, why is this relevant to the RCAF stuff? Because these executive orders go directly at these agency actions of using guidance to circumvent the law. So this two-page fact sheet that was issued by the USDA in April of this year, it's that kind of thing that is the target of this executive order. And this executive order doesn't say that the agencies can't have guidance. But number one, within 120 days, all federal agencies are required to publish their guidance on their websites. They are required to disclose information about what guidance does. There's a mechanism by which we can petition to have guidance repealed or taken down, not repealed, because it's never really formally adopted in an illegal way. But what it does is it turns a spotlight on what these agencies have been doing using guidance. And for someone like me who files lawsuits, if they don't publish this two-page fact sheet on the website for USDA within the next 120 days, I could very well do a motion for summary judgment in our favor saying that that guidance has been withdrawn.
Well, that's awesome.
So, It is huge. If you go to our website, NCLA, New Civil Liberties Alliance, we have several editorials that are being published around the country. We had one just published in Reason Magazine. And what those talk about is they define and give a better and more detailed explanation about the significance of this. But from the standpoint of someone who works in this arena, who works in this industry, this is incredibly significant. This will
allow. Let me
get
the website.
Okay,
that website for everyone. It's nclalegal.org. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
nclalegal.org, and you can see a lot of the other things that we're doing as well. But these, and then you can go to the White House website and obtain copies of the executive orders. This is one of the most important reforms that the president has put in place, even more so than what he did when he first took office. Because this gets at the guidance documents that are not supposed to be enforceable, but the agencies enforce against an unwitting public, just like the RFID. The RFID was issued pursuant to guidance, not a rulemaking. So the president has recognized that, and he said, you know what, that's not fair. That's not transparent. That's not right. That's not legal. We're not doing it. And he has issued an executive order requiring his agencies to become much more transparent about this guidance. And I just cannot overstate the importance of this. With my lawsuit, I think being the poster child for guidance gone bad.
Well, we've seen it in so many things. And this is one reason that they don't want this president there. They've been doing things under the radar and against the American people for so long, and now with somebody that truly wants to go back to the republic, where the people are the ones in charge, and the people do have rights under the Bill of Rights, that, you know, they can't have that. He's messing it all up. He's just messing it all up.
Dang it.
Yeah, so there I'm real concerned gentleman. About the pressure on him, but go ahead.
I know. But there was a gentleman in the White House yesterday from Wyoming, and his name was Andy Johnson. And he built a little tiny stock bond in his own private property. And at one point, because of what the EPA and Corps of Engineers did to him, he was facing penalties of $16 million.
Wow.
Based on guidance.
No way that is there. Yeah. No way that.
So I'd worked with Andy. I had a case that I tried several years ago where a gentleman straightened an irrigation ditch and cleaned out an irrigation ditch. EPA, Corps of Engineers came after him. He was facing penalties of $65 million at one point.
It just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And so many in this nation, I hear the music, we're out of time, but so many in this nation, Harriet, as you know, that we never hear about that go through these things. And we've talked about some of the big ones that we are familiar with. But right now, this is huge, what you're doing for our calf, USA, and for all cattlemen. And I appreciate it so much. It affects everyone. Like I said, the ultimate victim, it always the consumer. The American citizen will pay for the sins that they put on everyone else. Thank you, Harriet. I want to have you back real soon. I want to talk about this further, and I want to talk about some of the other things that you're doing there with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. I appreciate
you
so much.
Thank you very much. And I am optimistic. What happened yesterday was a great day in America.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that again. All right, thank you so much. You know, folks, it's going to take all of us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in
and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800.